that the whole name, Luschwitz?
Yeah, that's the name that I knew.
L-O-U-S-C-H?
L-U-S-C-H or something, yes. Something like that.
Was he the druggist?
Yeah, he was the druggist.
And was he the one who built it, do you think?
No. Mm-hmm. The old boy that run the tin shop. In those days, they made everything out of tin. Yeah. He had to go and get it made. He didn't buy it in the store.
Uh-huh.
And he run a tin shop here. And he built the building, and I don't know what happened to him.
Now, the story about building it out into the street.
Yeah.
Where did you hear that?
From old Edgar Wilson. He's an old-timer here, but he's been gone for years and years.
Was he telling it as though he had witnessed it?
Yeah. Well, he lived here when they built it. He lived in High Valley, really. But he had to move to town when he got old, and that's when he told me about it.
I see.
He told me a lot of things. I wish I could remember them.
Yeah. Now, the building across the way, opposite from it, the Napa Auto Parts building, that looks like an old one.
Yeah, that was a clothing store. Frank Connor had Connor Sells for Less.
And men and women and children?
Yeah, men and women, clothing. And when I was a little boy, I liked to be artwork, you know. And they had a traveling artist. That was all one big window then. And they had a traveling artist come through. And he was up there painting pictures and selling them. And I stood there all day and watched that man, right there on the street, outdoors. And when he left, he gave me a picture. I don't know what ever happened to him.
Now, you're talking about the corner building.
Yeah.
Was the building next to it there at the time?
That was full block, but it's all been refaced. See, that looks like stonework.
Yes.
That's cement. The old man Nodine did that work. Mm. He owned the building, in fact. And the next one was Clough Brothers Furniture Store, and they finally quit, and Safeway moved in there. And it was too small for them, so they sold it to Carl Posey, and he ran it for 30 years, I guess. He's dead now.
Now, talk about the way the sidewalk goes down there.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't really know. Well, they had to get it up high enough to build a bridge across the creek. I think that's the reason it's built that way.
Well, was there a bridge there before?
Oh, yeah, there have been three bridges there.
What was the first one you remember?
Well, it was an old wooden bridge with a running plank running for horses.
Uh-huh.
And they put running planks on it so they wouldn't tear up. And it had wood banisters, and I'm not sure, but I think it was a one-way bridge.
Do you think that would have been a lower bridge than this one?
This one?
Would that have been a lower bridge?
I doubt it. It might have.
You said that the road had to be built up here for the new bridge, I thought.
Yeah. Well, I imagine it was always that way, even for the old bridge.
Well, that doesn't seem to make sense. Why would they build the buildings down lower?
Well, I don't know. But it's up that way, so it goes over the creek.
Well, I know, but the creek doesn't go under the buildings.
No.
No, so they could have built the buildings up higher in the first place, couldn't they?
Well, I guess. I don't know.
You don't know. Were all three buildings, do you think, built about the same time?
Yeah. Conk Brothers, that's the furniture store. That was the furthest one.
How do you spell Conk?
C-O-C-K.
C-O?
C-O-C-K, Conk Brothers.
Conk Brothers.
Yeah. There's two brothers, and they run a furniture store in there. And it's also, it was a mortuary in the back of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they buried my mother.
And were they in charge of that too?
Oh yeah. Walter was a mortician.
Furniture and burials, huh?
Yeah. Okay. He was a mortician. And C.L. Cadwell was a grocery store, the hardware, and then next to the hardware between it was a plumbing shop.
Were some of these buildings empty for long periods of time, ever?
Well, not until they run the freeway, and that took all the traffic out.
Yeah.
Then they'd be in there getting empty.
So that was in the 1960s?
50s and 60s, yeah, I guess. Yeah. Over there sometimes.
Is that when Union started to die for commercially?
Well, a little bit, but it died mostly in the last 2 years, or 3 years. Business just wasn't here, you know, they had to move. It was, and she started a club called Total, and it was, that mean, it was one of the full-time mayor, a powerful mayor. Well, nobody wants, so we voted her out. And now, by God, she's the mayor, and she's got all her party members as council.
And she's from Dundee?
Yeah, I think it was Dundee or someplace like that.
Is that another place in Oregon?
Yeah. And well, she got a powerful mayor down there, and damn near ruined them. They went broke down there. So they got to run her off, I guess. She come up here and said, now she's trying to do the same thing to us.
But she was elected to be mayor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all those people that belonged to her Turtle Club.
Came along with her?
No, but some of them did, but most of them lived here, and they voted for her. We had two good, other good candidates, but they lost out.
Really?
Yeah.
When was this election?
4 days ago.
4 days?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was the second, 2 days ago.
Right, just on this week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How similar was it then to what it is now?
Just about the same. Oh, well, those are all new windows. About the same.
Uh-huh. What did you like about it?
Well, I liked it because it had so many books, and it had such a variety, a lot of kid books, you know.
Yeah.
Has it always been called the Andrew Carnegie Library?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He built it.
He built it. 1912.
1912, yeah. And I read just the other night in a story on him. He said he would furnish the money and the labor and everything, but they had to be sure that they called it the Carnegie Library.
Yeah.
So they put a sign up.
Do you remember anything about the librarians you knew there?
Oh, I know a lot of them. Hazel Green and Mrs. Baird and Mrs. Morrison. And
can you tell me anything about how they acted toward you?
Well, they're pretty good too. Well, Mrs. Baird, she lived right up here. She was the first one I remember. And then Mrs. Morrison and I kind of quit going there when I got older, you know. So I didn't know much about them, but Mrs. Baird was a nice old lady.
Well, some people remember libraries in the old days as places where you couldn't talk.
Yeah.
You had to be very quiet.
Yeah.
And the librarians were very strict about that.
Yep.
Was she?
Yep. You could whisper, but if you got to hollering about back and forth, well, she'd tell you about it. Be quiet, boys.
Did you ever have the feeling that she didn't want to have you take out very many books at a time?
Nope. Take out all you wanted to, but be sure and get them back on time or it cost you.
How much was the fine?
Oh, 2 to 3, 4 cents a day.
Yeah. Like did you have to ever have to pay a fine?
No, I never did. My mother saw to that. Did you take them back today?
What time of day did you go there?
Oh, after school.
Would you go home first?
No, I took too far. I lived a half mile up the road.
Yeah.
I'd go there first to take my books home.
Uh-huh. How did you carry the books home?
Just in my hands.
Didn't have any backpack?
No. That was
no backpacks?
No, we did. We had what we called a book strap. We just, like a belt.
Yeah.
We
wrapped, yeah.
That's what we carried.
And toss it over your shoulder and hang on to the other end?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a belt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This used to be a blacksmith shop. It's all bent and new, but there was a blacksmith shop there.
Where the stones are?
No, that's all new.
Oh, new.
The guy tore it all down and didn't rebuild it. And right back there was a livery stable called the Union Exchange. And I can remember when it was here, but they run out of horses, I guess.
Why would it be called an exchange?
I don't have any idea.
Was it a place to trade horses?
No, you could rent horses there or leave your own horse there.
Yeah.
They'd feed it one thing or another. Regular old livery stable. Mm-hmm. Rent a buggy or...
Was the creek that goes through here, is that Catherine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was this part of it ever used for any other, any purpose?
Not that I know of. Mm-hmm. Except for the salmon.
Yeah.
Boy, they'd come up here by the hundreds.
Did feed people fish off the old bridge?
Oh, yeah, they fished up there at the hatchery.
Well, I mean right here in town.
Oh, yeah. Fish any place.
Yeah. What did they use for bait?
They didn't use bait, they used hook and a spear and a hook.
Oh.
Grab hook, we call it, and a gig. A gig like a, had a lot of ties like that, they'd just stick it in.
That sounds like fish murder to me.
It does. Well, the fish wasn't much good anyway when they got this far away out of the ocean.
For eating, you mean?
So. Yeah, a lot of people ate them, but Dad, he always found those. Turk.
Yeah, at the hotel here?
Oh, this one.
Mm-hmm.
I needed a job in the wintertime, and they told me if I'd night clerk there, they'd pay me $10 a month, and I could work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that's just what I did for about, 6 months or so.
What, from 6 o'clock at night to 6 in the morning?
7 to 7 or something like that, yeah.
How much business was there during the night?
Well, quite a bit because there was, this is the main highway. Mm-hmm. A lot of tourists stopped there. Mm-hmm. A lot of salesmen lived there, or stayed there. And they had a beautiful ballroom in there. And a beautiful dining room. They're still there, I guess. Well, the dining room has been turned into a restaurant lately now.
Can you remember one or two experiences you had as night clerk?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't too much. I had to sit on a stool for her all night behind the desk and go wash for people. And one time, they had an Englishman. Webb was his name, and he was a day clerk. Well, he'd go to LeGrand every when he got all shifts, and he wouldn't get back to 4 or 5 hours late, you know. And so I told the boss, the lady that was running the place, I said, I'm tired of putting 14, 18 hours here. And so she talked to him, but he didn't do any good. He had a girl in LeGrand, and he'd go there and stay all night, I think. So one day he come in about 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, about 2 or 3 hours late, and I took after him. I run him upstairs, down the hall, deck. I run that guy, he'd plumb out of breath, and so was I. If I'd have caught him, I don't know what I'd have done, but I was so mad. You know, that was unreasonable.
What was wrong with what he was doing? You said he was late. Late for what?
To go on shift.
Oh, I see, to replace you.
Yeah, to replace me.
He'd do 12 hours and then have to stay up.
Yeah, I'd sometimes do 14, 16 hours. I guess that's one thing that happened in there I remember very well. I took, old Dickie, he's just hollering and running. I often wonder what I'd done if I'd caught him. I probably wouldn't have done anything.
Do you think he didn't really want the job?
I don't know. He lasted longer than I did. I didn't want the job. As soon as it got spring, I got out of there.
Do you remember any time when you were on the desk there that a traveling salesman would say, can you find a woman for me?
Never did. No.
They didn't expect that in union.
I guess not. Either that or they had their own way of finding one. I don't know.
In the dining room, was that open pretty much from breakfast through dinner?
Oh, yeah.
What can you say anything about... What kind of food they served?
It's good. I guess all the salesmen loved to eat there.
They did.
There were a lot of salesmen those days. Mm-hmm. Every company had a salesman.
Sure.
And they all liked to eat there. And it was always white linen and silverware. And it's a real nice place. Sure. Yeah. And the waitress had to be dressed just so. And they had three waitresses, I think they were. Jean Hutchison. Do you know? Did you remember her?
No.
She was Dave Bond's wife.
Oh.
I went to school with her. Mm. And there was Vivian Jory. She married somebody up in Medical Springs. And I can't remember the other one.
Did they call it the Union Hotel Restaurant?
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, and the thing about Vivian Jory, she walked in her sleep. They lived in there, down the hall. About 2 o'clock in the morning, I hear the door open. And here comes Vivian. I was sitting there waiting. And she's all dressed, her eyes shut, just as tight as can, walking all over. I let her do it a while, and I go over and say, hey, Vivian, oh, did I do that again?
You mean all dressed in her night clothes?
No, her day clothes, just like she got up.
Oh.
But she didn't know where she was.
Oh. That doesn't quite fit with sleepwalking.
Yeah, she was sleepwalker. And
she must have napped in her clothes.
I don't know what she did, but... Well, if she could walk in her sleep, she could dress in her sleep, couldn't she?
Well, maybe so. Does this hotel have a basement?
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything down there besides a heating plant?
No, I don't think so. There used to be a beer joint in this part of it, or this way.
Oh, there was?
Yeah, called a Cheerio.
Oh, and later
years. Yeah, later years, yeah. I wasn't working there then. Mm-hmm.
So did this hotel start declining when the freeway went through, too?
I imagine it did, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been recently sold.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the people couldn't pay there or something. I think they had to take it back. I'm not sure. I just heard that. But it was a beautiful place when it was built.
Yes.
Built in 1919, I think.
Well, it was finished in 1921.
Yeah.
I have the history of it.
Yeah, do you? I remember we were living up at the hatchery, and lightning hit one corner of it. I don't know what corner it was, and tore it all back, and they had to put it all back.
Mm-hmm.
Can't tell, but one of those corners up there.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are two houses down here. I think it's the Eaton House.
Yeah, right there.
And the other one down on the curve. What's the name of that one? The big white one? Set back.
On that side?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's on the right as you're going out.
Yeah, that was the Wild Wilderness or something they call it. I've got a picture of it home.
Let's drive down there. Maybe we'll get more.
He owned a woolen mill here, down there on the creek, about 4 stories high.
Where was the woolen mill?
Down on the creek down there.
His name was Abe Eaton?
Abe Eaton, yeah. That's his house he built, or had built. It's been a lot of people live there.
So that was before you were here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Was he dead and gone when you moved in?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I believe he was. I'm not sure, but I believe he was.
Shut that off.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you hear anything about this house when he lived in it?
No. But I was in it after he was gone, and some people named South, some old lady named South. And she lost her husband in there, and she sold it to Nagley, was a railroad operator. And
you mean an engineer?
No.
Telegrapher?
He worked down here at the junction over to the Grand. Mm-hmm. And that house, all the partitions in the basement are that thick of stone. Huh. And he went and tore them all out.
When you say that thick, a foot?
Huh? What's that? Oh, yeah. Maybe a bit more. Because that's a lot of brick to hold up, you know.
Yeah.
And
he tore them out?
He tore them out.
Why didn't the house fall down?
I've often wondered. I have often wondered why it didn't. Why the partition, another air partition in
there.
That's
crazy.
That's the way it was built.
I mean, to tear them out is crazy. Yeah.
Now, he was a little bit silly anyway. Oh, he was a good guy. I liked him, Carol. He stuttered a lot.
The cupola, I guess you'd call it, at the top that has the round windows in it?
I don't know what that is.
You know anything about that?
I've been in them, but I can't tell you what they're built for. That whole thing is a peculiar built house.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I think I used to know the guy that lives there now, but I can't tell
you. His name is Gary Graham.
Gary Graham, yeah.
Just defeated as a city councilor.
Oh, was he?
He works at D&B. I've talked to him several times.
Yeah, it looks a little bit like Monticello, some of the windows.
Well, it's
a little hint of that.
And those elaborate chimneys.
The guy had a reason to build it that way. That was way beaten.
Did you hear any other stories about him?
Not very many. Yeah, I heard one, but it was just a story. Mm-hmm. They said he had a cow, and he put her in the pasture. And one day he went there and she's dead. And he said, "That's odd. I've been putting that cow in this pasture for 21 years. She never died before." Well, that's the only.
Oh,
thing.
Come on, Abe.
That's the only story I ever heard about it. Well, Wildwood is what they call this, but it was Ed Miller's.
What did they call it? Say it again.
Wildwood.
Wildwood.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's it. Wildwood. Yeah. His last boy just died there the other day, or about 2 years ago, I guess. And the youngest boy died earlier. Now, I don't know who lives there now. Some of his offspring, I guess.
Well, what can you say about how it came to be built?
I don't have any idea. It was always there. Always the Miller house.
Yeah. Well, there was a Miller. Fairly notable Miller in Union's early history, wasn't there?
Conrad Miller.
Yes.
He was the first settler here.
First what?
First settler.
Settler, oh yeah.
In Union?
Yeah. That's what I read just the other day.
But this house cost quite a bit to build, didn't it?
Oh, I suppose it did, yeah.
Carpenter Gothic style, it says.
Yeah. It's quite a shack.
Shack.
It's old.
And are people still living here?
Hell yeah.
Yeah?
None of the Millers are, though. Well,
Let's pull up, Dad.
Well, it's a private house.
I don't think the Millers, any of the Millers are living here. I don't know who lives there now.
Did you have any occasion, any time to come down here?
Oh, yeah. I got called down here.
Just pull the loop, Dad. It's okay. No. I'll talk to them if they come out. There's a turnaround here.
Oh, yeah. I had occasion to come out here one time. I was on the school board. And
that was an odd thing for you to do, the way your feelings about school.
Well, I know, but I think I did them more good than they did me. But anyway, so they called me up. We charged them to rent it to the stock show because they had to refinish the floor in the gymnasium. So we charged them for it. And boy, they was mad. And he come back and he... And she just eat me up, one side and down the other, and I listened to her. And I said, "Well, would you like all of the other taxpayers in the county to pay for the new floor? Or, well, you're the people that wore it out, the stock show, we did their dances there." And I finally got her cooled off, but she didn't get any money out of me. No money. A lot of people. Oh, probably in the 40s or 50s. But they used to have one old wood church down on another street there. And I guess they tore that down. They built a house there now. Going to school, going to town.
Dirt road then?
Gravel, yeah. Yeah, that's the hatchery.
I didn't buy it without knowing it.
Well, that's the old hatchery. And that's the old sportsman's club.
Oh, yeah.
That's the old grinder house where we ground up to feed the fish. And but they tore the front porch off of that, and they tore down the water tanks and everything. Not much left here.
So, what's the sportsman's club used for now?
Oh, I guess they still hold meetings, and they have a trap shoot there. Mm-hmm. They do trap shooting every Sunday, and
there's a fire going, I see.
Probably. Okay.
And where was the house that you lived in?
Right here.
Well, next to it?
Yeah, right there. This side of that hatchery. The hatchery.
Well, this is the hatchery right here,
yeah.
This big building.
Yeah.
But the house that you lived in was next to it, and that's gone now?
Yeah, it's sitting right here. Just off this bank a little ways.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gone now. And first we lived in the little house over the other side of the hatchery. And now they built another two buildings here now. They're a big hatchery. But they don't run them.
They don't run the hatcheries anymore?
No. The water got too bad in the summertime. The fish couldn't live.
Are there fish in Catherine Creek now?
I think so. There always has been. I think they probably keep it planted. I'm not sure. They don't fish anymore, so what the heck.
But you did fish?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. With a fishing rod or with a harpoon?
It was a fishing rod.
Mm-hmm.
Fly rod.
Fly rod.
My dad was a great fly fisherman. Boy, he's a good one.
Yeah.
Tell me about the dam here.
Well, you see that rock wall there?
Yeah.
Used to be a rock wall full length.
Uh-huh.
Well, Dad had that built when he was sold wrecked now. That was a beautiful thing. And that's an irrigation. See the head gate?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That goes throughout the valley.
I see.
And a little woman and a little girl drowned there, swimming in that pool.
Yeah, is that what the little sign is there?
Yeah.
Yeah. When did that happen?
Oh, several years ago. The guy was running some kind of little business here, and he lost his wife and his daughter both. And I don't know whether... he still owns the Levy building, but I don't think he lives here anymore. I built that big house over there.
That brown one?
No, yeah, the brown one, yeah. Uh-huh. It wasn't brown when I built it, but they've painted it since then. Uh-huh. That's where the fire station is now. It used to be downtown.
Has Union had many fires in the business district?
Not too many. We burned up the old Centennial Hotel. And that's where the new bank is, or the bank. They built the bank on a lawn. And the old hotel had several businesses on the lower floor, you know, a restaurant and this and that. And the parking lot by the post office going down there, that had little buildings all along.
Now where was the sawmill?
Oh, Hess Mill?
Sawmill?
We just went by it.
Oh, where was it back?
Back up the road.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing there now?
No, just a pasture.
Mm-hmm.
That's an old building, but it used to be a service station. Well, I helped you all I could.
Good.
Is there anything, any other places you'd like to drive to? Anything you'd like to see or
no.
Somewhere you'd like to visit?
No.
No?
No, I better go home, I think. Getting kind of tired. You know, you think when you get old you get tired even when you're sitting down. You get tired.
Yeah, well, that's all like breathing.
I guess so.
Well, you've also done a lot of narration as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Talking nonstop.
Yeah, I talk too much.
No,
yeah.
Not to us anyway. And you see some snow from here.
Oh, yeah.
You have more out in the back of your ass than I knew about before.
Yeah.
You have a shop out there?
Yeah.
So where all your tools were.
That's where they all are.
Yeah.
That's where I locked it and left. I started to build a little trunk for my niece, and I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
So I just locked it up and left.
What day was that?
Oh, it was about 10 years ago, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And you never go in there anymore?
No. Hmm. I'm going to, when my girl comes, my hired lady comes, she's going to help me straighten it all up.
Yes.
And then just lock it up.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wants to use it, they can use it.
Mm-hmm.
They keep it clean.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they could call it the Body Museum.
It's damn near like a museum. The Macrina built a lot of stuff in there. You knew him.
Yes.
Well,
I didn't know him, but he wrote me an email, said I should interview you.
Yeah, he's a friend of mine. He's a guy, he brought some old wood, some old fruit wood, I think it is, from Pennsylvania to Denver, rough stuff. Mm-hmm. And he shipped it from Denver up here. And he finally got it planed over at Le Grand, I guess, and he made his wife, or his ex-wife, a beautiful china cabinet out of it. And never put a screw or a nail in it. Just glue. That was pretty.
There's dovetail joints everywhere?
Some of them, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's right up, working up the golf course now. Right. Yeah. He's quite a golfer, I guess. Well, I guess I better go ahead.
Okay.